You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
I don't know how to say this. Betelgeuse star?
You're not a child of the 80s. If you were, you would know the film with a similar name. The star is Betelgeuse.
Oh.
Yeah.
The Wire.
This has continued to be a contentious topic within Aotearoa's political discourse. Last week, Nanaia Mahuta said on News Hub Nation that there isn't enough visibility on the pillars of AUKUS to comprehend what impacts it would have for Aotearoa. Last Friday, there was an anti-AUKUS demonstration outside Parliament. Led by the anti-AUKUS coalition, the Don't Be a Dorcas protest urged Chris Hipkins to declare that Aotearoa won't join the agreement. To learn more about the anti-AUKUS coalition and the meaning behind the protest, I spoke to John Richards, spokesperson and member of the coalition. When was the anti-AUKUS coalition formed?
It's over the last kind of 2 weeks, kind of some after, I think it was something that Andrew Little brought up, and some people, you know, some alarm bells went off and people thought this is looking kind of scary. So kind of got together, yeah, it must have been over the last 2 weeks.
The Don't Be a Dorcas protest, as you called it, who came up with that phrase?
Oh, it was just one of the people in the group. I'm not going to
say his name. How large is the movement kind of gain
so
speed?
Kind of a small, there's kind of a small group of organising people, but there's interested people, and there's people who turned up on the protest the other day. So maybe there's, you know, a good handful starting, and we're hoping to grow that going forward. But the main thing's about being there and having a message kind of put out rather than needing to have a giant movement right off the bat.
How did the protest go on? What day was it last week? It was Thursday or Friday?
It was on Friday.
Yeah, how'd the protest go on Friday?
Yeah, it was real good. We were dishing out some leaflets and we had some signs and we talked to some media people and, yeah, had some good chats with people from the public. It was real positive.
What key points did your coalition and supporters raise at the protest?
Yeah, so our kind of main gist is that New Zealand's interest is in a demilitarised Pacific, and that New Zealand joining in at any level of the AUKUS kind of pact really puts us in a position where it's going to be harder to make that kind of efforts towards demilitarizing the Pacific. So we're kind of saying, hold off, you know, we don't know enough about this, let's not make a decision now, let's talk about this really well before signing up for something that's not in our interest.
Nanaia Mahuta said on News Hub Nation on Saturday that she won't commit on whether China has asked New Zealand whether they have decided to join AUKUS. What concerns does this raise for your coalition?
I think that it's actually quite heartening to say that, you know, there hasn't been a decision made. There is no plan moving forward from, and we've heard that from Cipollone and from Mahuta last week, that you know, there isn't a plan to join. But of course, China would be interested in New Zealand's positioning on the AUKUS agreement.
What risks do you believe are posed if New Zealand were to join the non-nuclear parts of the agreement?
I think the primary risk in joining the non-nuclear part would be that it would undermine our ability to work for demilitarisation in the Pacific. That's our, you know, should be our primary foreign policy concern in the Pacific, is how do we de-escalate the situation? Us joining in at any capacity into the AUKUS pact really puts us in a position where that would be a tricky thing to do.
I spoke to Dr. Aramarata last week on my show, and she said that there are a lot of wider implications for business as well if we were to sign even the non-nuclear side of the AUKUS pact. From your perspective, as the spokesperson for your coalition, could you list the pros and the cons if you were to join the non-nuclear parts of AUKUS? And would they somewhat be in line with what Adama said to me last week?
There are, especially in our relationship with China and our relationship with, you know, the US and Australia, that these are really, you know, it's a tense situation where if we were to join the AUKUS, we'd be picking one side over the other. I'm probably not going to go through listing all the kinds of things. I don't think I'm prepared to do that. I think that our main thing is that if we were to join the AUKUS situation, we'd be definitely casting our side in with the US and Australia, and that would definitely have economic and strategic implications with our relationship with China.
And so you think in terms of the whole non-nuclear proliferation and demilitarization, but also the consideration of Pacific influence, that AUKUS is just something that isn't worth joining whatsoever?
That's our position. It puts us in a much tighter bind as to how do we de-escalate global political tensions at present, because this isn't good for anybody in the Pacific, this kind of escalation that seems to be happening globally. We're really, really keen to avoid any further escalation or any further militarization. And I think that joining in AUKUS puts us in a position where we can't really say, if our allies and we're in with it, we can't really say to China that they have to stop their military spending. Where we get in a real bind. And I guess a thing which we're keen to put out is that this is an election year. They don't have a mandate for a change in foreign policy of this kind of scale. Let's give it some air. Let's talk about this properly, and come back to it later when we've got all the stuff and we know what Pillar 2 AUKUS would be. The government doesn't have a mandate for this, and so the public needs to be consulted.
Sweet. Thank you very much for that, John. To receive comments and analysis, firstly on John Richards' comments about AUKUS and about Nanaia Mahuta's denial of Aotearoa joining AUKUS, I spoke to Dr. Arma Rata from Te Kuaka, a group that advocates for progressive foreign policy. So, Arma, what was your reaction to Nanaia Mahuta's comments on News Hub Nation about New Zealand clearly not being a member of AUKUS as being a bit of a contradiction to the optimism by her Labour Party colleagues to join the non-nuclear arm of the agreement?
Yeah, we were really encouraged by the kind of change in direction we saw with those comments from Nanaia Mahuta. The earlier comments from Prime Minister Chris Hipkins, from Defence Minister Andrew Little, and from Deputy Foreign Minister Carmel Cipollone had kind of been vaguely in support of AUKUS, but Nanaia was very clear about the fact that they've not yet made a decision and that they actually need more information before they can make a decision. Nanaia Mahuta was really clear about bringing the focus back when it comes to foreign policy, so wanting to ensure no further militarisation in the Pacific, wanting to recommit to our nuclear-free stance. So these were really good signs, I think, showing that there are a lot of considerations to take into account before making a decision this serious.
What do you think there were quite stark differences in the rhetoric by Carmel Cipollone and Andrew Little versus what Nanaia said on News Hub Nation. How do you think this contributes to polarising public opinion and understanding of the AUKUS agreement?
Yes, so there were a few key things that Nanaia alluded to. One was that we don't have a level of detail about what Pillar 2 of AUKUS would actually entail. So I think there is actually a lack of information and there's not a strong coherence coming from the Labour Party in terms of their position on this. While that might mean that in the public we might be a little confused about where they're at, it also suggests that our voice is heard, because it seems to me that there's no decision that they've come to at this stage, and there's still an opportunity for us to say very loudly and clearly what our position would be.
John Richards, the leader and spokesperson for the Anti-AUKUS Coalition based in Wellington, said in an interview with me that the AUKUS conversation is one that shouldn't be rushed and should be open to public input. What is your position on this statement?
Yeah, I think that's, and Nanaia Mahuta kind of alluded to that as well when she said that this is a decision that should be made by Cabinet and not government agencies. So it shouldn't be, government, and this should be part of our democratic process to have it very transparent as to what their thinking is, to be listening to the public and then making a decision based on that, because militaries must always be governed by the people and not the other way around.
Australian anti-AUKUS protests and conversations have been often attributed to far-left and socialist movements within the country. How do you think we can retain balanced and fair public discourse around AUKUS and prevent it from being distorted by left and right-wing politics?
Yeah, if we look at the politicians, former politicians that have come out strongly opposed to AUKUS, we have Jim Bolger, we have Helen Clark, John Key, Richard Preble, Gareth Hughes. So that opposition is across the political spectrum. This is not a political issue. This is actually not a radical position at all to be opposed to war.
That was John Richards from the Anti-AUKUS Coalition and Aramarata from Te Kuaka speaking to me about AUKUS. You're listening to The Wire on 95BFM. We'll be right back after this short break. Keep it here.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.